the quality of lending player, the quality of good lend would be scarce enough in comparison with like Waterford and Tipperary. We wouldn't have tillage lending. You would say take Tipperary for example, and Cork and those counties, and down Wexford and Kilkenny, they'd have a lot of tillage lend, which would be suitable for tillage. We don't have that type of lending player, so that would mean that we would have only a small proportion of that good quality type lending player. So that would help to keep down the price of lending player. And I suppose the other thing that is probably is affecting it and going to affect it more is the fact that we haven't young people taking up lend. Young people are not attracted to farming anymore. We can see the age profile of farmers are getting older all the time. And that is definitely going to have a huge knock-on effect on the price of land.
So you would see that as playing a role in keeping the land price down in Clare, the fact that young people aren't getting into farming?
Yes, that would be one of the factors that would be helping to keep it down. And as I said, the other factor is that you would have only very little good type of land in Clare. You wouldn't have a lot of that. But what I did remark is the price of poor quality land in Clare is quite high. So that would be inclined to say that you haven't that much good land coming on the market. And I suppose, as you know, land doesn't come on the market that often. And I suppose that's also helping to drive rented land and make rented land more people looking for rented land because they can't get land to buy.
And is there any positive that can be taken from it? I'm thinking of farmers who are able to acquire land should they want it a bit more cheaply in Clare because it is at that lower level.
Well, I suppose for those that are more intensive and want to stay intensive, it's a positive for them that they can get land at a cheaper rate in Clare, especially those that are dairying and have a lot of cows and with the nitrates and all that and the bending and the whole lot that's taking place at the moment, it is an incentive for those to take extra land in order to stay in business.
Are farmers having difficulty in selling land or indeed getting their money's worth for land if they are selling any holdings?
Well, I suppose up to now, not really, but I would imagine going forward there's going to be a problem because, as I said, if young people are not interested in taking up farming, then you won't have the amount of people to buy land or to rent land going forward. And as I said, the age profiles are getting very old, and we can see that, for example, there's only one out of every five calves that's registered to a suckler cow. And that means that a lot of people are getting out of suckler cows, and a lot of that has got to do with the age profile. People haven't been able to look after cows and able to calve those cows, and that's a lot of that. So there's a message there that's showing that there's less and less people staying in farming.
And that, I would imagine, is a big concern for, I suppose, nationally, but also for those that are currently in farming and are wondering about how the future will pan out.
Well, definitely, I suppose it's a worry for everybody because everybody wants to know where their food is coming from, and they like to think that their food is produced locally. And if the farmers aren't there to do it, and if there's less of them there to do it, and not enough labour. Labour is a major problem in a lot of farms. There's no help to be found, and it's putting huge pressure on farmers. Farmers around this time of the year are working nearly 24/7, calving cows, and a very busy time of the year, and can't get help. So that's having a huge effect, and it's definitely going to have an effect on food produced locally and for people to know where their food is coming from in the future. It definitely looks like it is going to be a problem.
And just finally, Martin, are you satisfied with the level of representation on those issues? Obviously, you yourself are part of a farm representative body, and there are other bodies that represent farmers' interests, but does more need to be done to highlight that, do you feel, on a national level?
Definitely. I feel that the government has to look at it and definitely have to put a lot more effort into making sure that there's an uptake in farming with young people, because, and also from a European level, I think that Europe are more concerned about the climate than they are about producing food. And I think that, you know, like we all saw the winter we got, it was a long winter. We have had seen very long winters before. It's nothing unusual to get a long winter. We have seen, even going back a few years ago, where it lasted right up to the last day of May on the 1st of June, we got the type of weather that we're getting today. So, like, we have seen those things in the past. It's nothing new, as I said. And I would think that food production, Europe is not making sure that they will have enough food produced. And we saw where all the farmers in Europe protested this year because they felt that they're not being represented properly and that they're not getting a fair share of the money that they should get back for the product they're producing. And the same applies here. Farmers are not being looked after. And that's why we haven't the young people uptake in farming. So there's a lot to be done by our own government and also by Europe. And we need better representation, I think, in Europe in order to make sure that farming is sustainable and viable going forward.